Hey, Rob B here with Rob D, and you are listening to the Property Podcast. Now, when you have a property boom, lots of exciting things happen, and it's not just your property or properties going up in value. There are loads of things that can enhance the experience, but there are also things that can distract you and could possibly end up losing you money. So in this episode, we're going to tell you about things that are going to happen and play out in this property boom, and some of them you will not have expected.
Welcome to the Property Podcast, where every Thursday morning, property investors come to be informed and inspired. Yes, this week we are focusing on the boom. Everyone's agreed now that a boom is underway, but what are you going to see around you as this develops? And how are you going to know when things start going a little bit too far and you should be careful? Well, that's what we're going to cover in this episode. And make sure you stick around to the end for Hub Extra, where we've got a pair of quotes to keep in mind to maximize your chances of using the boom to your advantage. Before we get into our main topic this week, let's have a quick glance at the news. We've actually got two stories this week, both good news for investors in different ways. The first is specifically good news for anyone who invests in student accommodation. This is a story from Landlord Zone that says, never seen before student stampede to secure accommodation. What it's saying is that students have left it later than usual to secure accommodation for the forthcoming academic year because they've not been sure about whether the forthcoming academic year is going to happen in a normal-ish way or not. But now it seems like it is. There's a real boom in the student market. And this is probably somewhat correlated with something that we've talked about recently, which is a real boom in rental demand in city centres, that the market really coming back there, having gone quiet for obvious reasons for a long time. So if you do have property that you're looking to rent out in a student-friendly area, could be a busy time for you. And another story, which is good news for all landlords, which is that the notice you need to give ahead of an eviction is finally gone back to its pre-COVID levels. So from the 1st of October, the notice that you need to give is back to 2 months, having recently been 4 months and prior to that being 6. So they've left the door open in the legislation for it to increase again if they need to, if the pandemic returns with a vengeance. But for now, from the 1st of October, back to 2 months. So a couple of good pieces of news there. Long-term listeners of the Property Podcast will be aware that we've been talking about the 18-year property cycle for a long time now. And that's not just because we're short of ideas, it's because it's extremely powerful as a framework for telling what's going to happen to property prices. And as a result of having studied the property cycle extensively and talked about it a lot on the podcast over the years, we had a pretty good idea of when the growth phase would start, when things would get a little bit wobbly, and then, of course, the important bit, when the boom is going to occur. Now, not to pat ourselves on the back too much, but we have been saying for probably about the last 18 months that the boom phase of the cycle was on the way, even when people were predicting double-digit declines in property prices as a result of COVID. We were pretty confident that that would not play out, we said as much on the podcast, and that the boom would soon get underway. And we weren't saying that because we're geniuses. We weren't saying that because we've got advanced degrees in economics. We've got no qualifications in that area at all, but purely because we follow this cycle that's been occurring now for hundreds of years.
Now, if this is the first time you're hearing about the cycle, do not worry. We've got you covered. We've talked about it in a fair amount of detail on the podcast. So if the 18-year property cycle is relatively new to you, or you'd like a bit of a refresher, make a note of these episodes. In episode 270 and 271, we doubled up on episodes on the 18-year property cycle, and we broke down year by year what to expect. And even though that's a few years old now, go and listen to it and see how right or wrong we've been. But I think you'd be surprised at how accurate we've been able to be, even with things like COVID. Nearly 200 episodes on from that point now, which is nearly 4 years. Crazy. We also looked at episode 476, the impact of the pandemic on the cycle. Another podcast you'll probably want to listen to is episode 376, where we looked at, had coronavirus broken the property cycle? Was the 18-year property cycle redundant? And a more recent one in 415, a question we get asked all the time is, where are we right now in the cycle? And that was fairly recent. So if you want to know exactly what point we're at, then go and listen to 415. But we are in the boom phase, the beginning of the boom phase. And if you go and look at the 18-year property cycle, you'll be able to see for yourself where that is. So if you just want a quick scan, if you look at an illustration of the 18-year property cycle, we're at the beginning of the boom phase. And therefore, we wanted to give you a heads up of what to look out for during this phase, because it is very different. It's going to feel weird at times, and there's going to be things happening that you've not experienced before in this cycle. But we have been involved in a previous 18-year property cycle, starting to show our age, and we got into property near the end of that last cycle, so we have experienced these things, and we fully expect them to play out again. And when we go through this list, you're going to notice that you may see a little bit of it now as the boom warms up, if you like. And as we move on through the boom phase and then onto the winner's curse phase, which is a few years off yet, you will then feel like this is happening all the time and it's the new normal. So when you listen to these, you may start to think, you know what, I've started to observe that, but do not be surprised to see it happen more and more. And all these things we're going to talk about snowball until it becomes the new normal.
So the first thing you're going to see is property being talked about pretty much everywhere in every medium. And one of the really obvious mediums is going to be TV shows. We're going to start seeing property TV shows everywhere. They've never fully gone away. Homes on the Hammer, I'm consistently amazed, is still going, still just doing exactly the same thing day after day. And they haven't gone away because whatever the market's doing in the UK, people love property. But you're going to start seeing even more of them. So around the time of the last boom, Property Ladder was the big one. That had loads of viewers. It was getting pushed absolutely everywhere. You'd see Sarah Beeny on magazine covers and things like that. And we're going to start seeing that happen again. And lo and behold, Robert, it's already started because Changing Rooms is back.
Yeah, so if you are one of our younger listeners, you may not remember Changing Rooms, but it was basically an interior design / refurb program that was super popular in the last boom. And after the last crash, the appetite for these programs went away and disappeared. But Changing Rooms is back. The first episode has aired. It is here now. And that is a telltale sign. So it's really interesting to see that it's already begun. I wonder if Property Ladder will come back or another version of it. I hope so, because I absolutely love that program. But it started. And good news for all of us property addicts, we're going to get plenty of property shows on the TV. So second on our list is overseas property market sales heating up. So you haven't really heard us cover the overseas property market that much on a podcast. There's been the odd episode, but in the last property boom, the overseas property market was quite a thing. And the reason why it takes off is that in the UK, there's loads of focus around investing in the UK, but yields diminish and people start to look elsewhere. They look for that next fix. They like capital growth in the UK, but maybe 8-10% isn't enough. When this other country, which looks really sunny, is offering 20% year-on-year growth at the moment. And that will happen. And it will happen more and more. It's going to be something that accelerates. So don't be surprised to see countries like Spain being advertised all over the place in the coming years. Dubai maybe as well. Places that have quite strong property markets and then are marketed and advertised to UK consumers. It's not something that's really happening now, Rob, but it's definitely something that really played out really strongly in the last boom and will not be a surprise to see it again.
No, not at all. A lot of people lost a lot of money last time round. And the reasons, like you said, people get excited about property in general as a result of what's happening in the UK. And then they get these really slick sales pitches for what's happening overseas where you can access it with less money or it seems a bit more exciting. And why are those schemes getting pitched? Because the people pitching them make a lot of money from doing it. There are big, big commissions there. So we will absolutely see that again. And I'm sure, unfortunately, a lot of people will lose money doing that again like they did last time around. But we'll also see the reverse of that. We'll see overseas investors start to see the UK as somewhere more exciting to invest. And there'll be more overseas money coming into the UK market. Now, we already see this. There's a lot of investment in the UK from places like Hong Kong. There are also a lot of expats. We work with a lot of expats at Property Hub Invest who live in places like Dubai, who are originally from the UK and understand the market and want to build investments there for their future. As the boom gets underway, we're going to see even more of that. So as well as all the domestic demand, we're going to see even more global demand. That's quite a lot already. And all that combined is really going to stoke up that boom.
Next on our list are courses. Now, you probably already feel like you get hammered with advertisements for courses already. If you go on property websites and you go on social media, if you've shown an interest in property, then if you have the same experience as me, you get followed around the internet by people trying to sell you on ways that you can get rich quickly in property or get to invest in property with little or no money. You will already see it, but unfortunately, it's going to get worse. And there's going to be more and more people pushing courses. Suddenly, people you've never heard of will be these big authority figures on property and will be performing at hotel conference rooms around the country, getting people to sign up to their courses that are going to change their lives. Now, if it was all delivered on, then absolutely, that sounds wonderful. But unfortunately, the majority, it's not the case. And actually, most people end up spending a lot of money and don't get a lot out of it. And it's a real shame we're going to see more of it as well. So not just the internet, you'll see it. You'll see it all through your newspapers. There'll be people advertising left, right and centre. I wouldn't even be surprised to see TV adverts at some point with people advertising these courses. Rob, we've had a lot to say on property courses and how you should engage with them and what type of education you should pay for. So what episodes can we recommend that people go back and listen to?
Well, we covered this in episode 260, so quite a while back now. But then we also, in episodes 342 and 343, we had friend of the show Mike Winnett on for two episodes. Mike made a name for himself with a YouTube video unmasking what he coined contrapreneurs and breaking down all the sales tactics that they use, not just in property, but to sell other things as well. Because that's the thing, all the sales tactics are the same. It's all about selling. What it is that they are actually selling almost doesn't matter. Today, it's probably crypto schemes. I don't even know what it is. But before long, it's going to be property even more so because of this boom. Definitely recommend listening to those episodes because Mike's not saying that all education is bad. There are actually courses that are highly beneficial and can really help you out. But they are rather outnumbered by the ones that are all about selling and passing you from as much money as possible rather than about actually helping you build your knowledge. So definitely check out those episodes so you can learn to make that distinction for yourself and know when these offers are put in front of you, because they will be, whether it's something that you should be interested in or running a mile from.
Next on our list, it's possibly a slightly bolder prediction, but we expect to see a tallest building project be announced. So the world's tallest building will be superseded by a new project yet to get off the ground. Sorry about the pun. But it almost certainly will happen. Another big building fantasy project will be announced as well. Now, interestingly, Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world currently, which is in Dubai, and the Shard, which is the tallest building in the UK currently, both were conceived as projects right in the middle of the boom phase last time round. They both completed after the crash, actually, but they were conceived as ideas and projects right in the middle of the boom phase, actually moving quite close to the winner's curse near the end of the 18-year property cycle. So do not be surprised again to see announcements, maybe not in the next year or two, but maybe not too long after that, of big, massive, ambitious projects, one of which will probably be the new tallest building. We'll see.
We've already talked about TV shows, but somewhere else that you'll be seeing property all the time is newspapers, and especially reminding you how wealthy you are as a result of property booming. If you were around and paying some kind of attention during the last boom, you'll remember all those headlines about how much money your property is making per day, stories about how much property is earning more than you are. We haven't seen all that for a while now, but that was everywhere for a little while. And I'd say we're almost certain to see that again because they make for great headlines. They make everyone feel good about themselves. And it plays into this psychology, which is what takes a boom and turns it into a bubble, which is where everyone feels rich. Everyone feels like they can go out and spend. Everyone's very aware of what their assets are worth and they're just getting worth more all the time. It feels like they can only ever go one way. And that is what eventually sows the seeds for overconfidence and then the crash that always follows the boom. Now, I don't think it's particularly controversial to say that the government has some kind of influence over the media and likes to use it to push out messages that favour them. And they'll be all for this because a government who happens to be in power when a boom is going on, well, that is great news for them because the wealthier people are feeling, the more likely they are to vote in the same government again next time. So especially if there's a general election on the horizon, when we're in the midst of this boom phase, you're going to see plenty of this in the newspapers and elsewhere.
Next on our list is something you may have heard us discuss on a podcast already, but that's the improvement in the mortgage market and more flexibility, more offerings coming your way. Well, specifically, what can you expect to see? Well, more products will become available. As the market becomes more competitive and the property market heats up, more lenders will want a piece of the action and they'll release more and more products to you. They'll be more creative with the type of products that are presented to you as well. So things like better loan to values. At the moment, the standard for buy to let is 75%. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that creep up a little bit. Yes, there are stress tests, but I think lenders will find a way to get around it. It'll be better loan to values as well with your own home. Yes, you can get 95% at the moment, but the products are limited. There's not a lot out there. I think there'll be more choice, and therefore it'll be easier for first-time buyers. There may even be creative ways for first-time buyers to get in without really putting a deposit down. I know that might sound quite crazy, but that's actually what happened in the last boom. There were schemes like gifted deposits, which meant that people actually didn't put any money in to get their first property. Limited company lending will absolutely improve and more big players will move into that market. And also people who want to borrow who may not have a pristine credit rating will find it easier as well. That's already started to ease up, but expect that trend to continue. So generally, the mortgage market improving is a good thing, but there'll be a point where it goes too far. Hopefully not as far as last time, where we saw things like Northern Rock lending 120% of a property's value to people. Yes, that was a thing. And yes, that's probably a big part of the reason why Northern Rock aren't around anymore. But at some point, it may go too far, like last time. But from where we're at the moment, some improvement, I'm sure, will be welcomed by most people involved in property.
And the final thing that you'll notice when we're in a property boom is that everyone is suddenly going to be a property expert. So you know right now you've probably got that friend who's always talking about crypto and like what altcoins they bought last week and how many 100% they've gone up for. Probably not telling you about the others that have gone down to nothing. But that friend who's become an overnight expert in crypto is going to suddenly turn out to be an expert in property when the boom is in full swing. Everywhere you go, at the pub, at the gym, barbecues, you're going to hear conversations all around you around property values, how much people's houses are worth, how someone's just bought a property to flip, maybe even how they've just bought a property overseas. And it's funny, really, because the best time to have developed an interest in property would have been back at the beginning of the cycle, when prices were low and bargains were everywhere. But this herd mentality is why cycles play out. And it's absolutely guaranteed that stoked by what the market's doing, by the news stories, by what they're seeing on TV, by the courses that are being pushed online, property experts and property conversations and property awareness is going to be absolutely everywhere. Which is great news, Rob, for the Property Podcast.
It certainly is. We might get some more listeners as well. Maybe that's our secret eighth trend. The Property Podcast gets even more popular. Well, hopefully so. And hopefully you've enjoyed listening to that list. Some of it is to be excited by, and some of it is absolutely to be wary of and could end up costing you money. So remember these things. And then when you start to see them play out, remember back to this episode and go, right, okay, I've been told this was going to happen. I know what played out last time. Let's not get involved and let's not end up ruining a great opportunity. Because a boom phase of the cycle, if you can get involved, is a great opportunity. Whether boom cycles should play out is a whole different thing, but the fact is they do. And because they do, you can either decide to be punished or rewarded. And if you've got that choice, why would you not want to be rewarded? So avoid the things that can punish you and stay on track and you'll do well.
Before we wrap up for this week, just time for Hub Extra, that part of the show where we bring you a little bit more, whether it's a book, a resource, something to make your life a little bit better. And occasionally, like today, a quote. We haven't done a quote for a long time, but let's make up for that because we've got a couple to share. And both are on the theme of focus, because focus is going to be so critical to success as we get into the latter stages of the cycle. The first one is from Bruce Lee, who says, "The successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus." Love that one. And the second one is from George Lucas. He says, "Always remember, your focus determines your reality."
And I think that's a core theme of this episode, is that there are going to be things happening during the boom that will distract you and can take you off course. There's going to be more creative ways to invest in property. But stick to your path. Stick to what you know is going to get you to your end result. So if you don't have a strategy, get one. Work on having a plan, a strategy for achieving your financial goals. And then when all the fun and exciting things happen throughout the property boom, stay on course. Don't get sidetracked by a new exotic scheme, whether it's getting into refurbs when you've never done that before, or whether it's investing overseas in a country that you don't really know that much about. Whatever it might be, just stay on course, stay on path. And it's easy to get distracted, but by remembering things like this episode, like these quotes, you will hopefully do a better job of navigating that course, while unfortunately others will make mistakes. But do not make the mistake of missing next week's episode on Thursday. It's going to be a really good one. And of course, we'll be back with Ask Rob and Rob on Tuesday. So until then, take care, have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.